We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, your main man, Lee, Greg Jarrett just nails this morning on Fox News.
I'm not surprised.
And here's the headline of the piece. The Trump impeachment inquiry is already in big trouble. Here's who the Democrats have to thank. And it talks about Schiff. I'm just going to read this because I couldn't even describe it as well as he did myself. At first, Adam Schiff, the ringleader of the shampeachment circus, he didn't say that, I did. At first, Schiff wanted the faux whistleblower who triggered the impeachment farce to testify. Then suddenly he didn't. What changed? In the interim, evidence emerged that Schiff and or his staff colluded with the whistleblower before the complaint was ever filed and then lied about it, earning Schiff four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. The chairman now wants to conceal his own role in engineering the pretext for the impeachment and his subsequent deceit. This is why he has insisted that the whistleblower remain anonymous, despite no such right, guarantee, privilege, or entitlement written in the law, as I explained in an earlier column, Greg Jarrett writes. Even though the undercover informant, reportedly working for the CIA, does not qualify for whistleblower status under the law as determined by the Department of Justice, any effort by Republicans to call him as a witness will be blocked by Schiff, who has a personal interest in him not testifying. See, here's the problem. But Schiff's machinations are more malevolent than masking the key witness. Those he will call to testify are already on record dishing up prodigious plates of multiple hearsay and rank speculation. It's obvious from the released transcripts of the heretofore super top secret inquisition that none of them have any firsthand knowledge of quid pro quo allegedly demanded by President Trump. So he's pointing out here that Schiff has he is personally involved in this. He ought to be testifying.
Yeah, he should be a material witness in this because he's been involved in it. And this just everything that Jarrett just laid out goes to prove this was an orchestrated effort by Democrats from the day that Trump was elected back in November of 2016. Okay? It goes all the way back there. That was the goal, was to impeach him. They said that there was a coup, that word was used, that they were going to impeach him. Before he had even had an opportunity to take the oath of office and to even do anything in office, these plans were already in place and they were working to make this happen. They'd fill in the blanks later on. That made no difference. But that's exactly what's going on here. An orchestrated effort by Democrats to remove a duly elected president.
Yeah. And it looks like the Republicans are going to go full bore on this. I mean, one of the people, if you want to know who to blame for the fact that we are here and Democrats think they can do this with no pushback from Republicans, blame Senator Richard Burr after you're done blaming Senator Lindsey Graham. Because that idiot was the one who just, it's just been the last year he finally wrapped up his Russia collusion investigation after having zero interest in investigating whether Hillary might have colluded with the Russians or the DNC or the Democrats might have colluded with the Russians. He kept that going and going and going and going. He has just announced that the Senate impeachment trial will last 6 to 8 weeks. It'll go 6 days a week from 12:30 to 6:30 in his committee. This is a guy who could see no evil, hear no evil as far as Hillary or any of the Democrats were concerned, had no interest in investigating that, but tore Trump apart for 3 years in his committee. He's the never Trumper. So he's going to be he's like, oh, well, this would be great. We'll just go ahead and run this. We'll just do this. We'll hold impeachment in an impeachment trial. The Democrats see that and they're like, that's a wink from the Republicans. They want us to do this. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's why this is going on.
Yeah.
Because they can get away with it. Look at the example, just the tiniest bit. And we have so much to thank Matt Gaetz for today, because just the tiniest bit of pushback from, 30 Republicans in the House? All they had to do was go down to the committee room, refuse to be expelled, and order Chick-fil-A and sit there and put their feet up. And now we have public hearings. We weren't even going to have public hearings before. But they so embarrassed Nancy Pelosi that she had to make them public. That's just one day. What did they spend down there? 2 hours of pushback?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, wow. What if we push back every day? We wouldn't even be having these hearings. Yeah. They wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare. By the way, this is how tenuous this is, Lee. This was an interesting point of view from former Democrat Congressman Harold Ford, talking about Nancy Pelosi and just how sort of tenuous these hearings are for her, how risky they are for the Democrats. Take a listen.
See them cross-examine. I think by Wednesday evening and perhaps Friday afternoon after the ambassador comes forward, we're going to have a much better sense if Nancy Pelosi, who I think has been the most mature of all of the politicians in D.C. around this issue, because I don't think she really wanted to do this. But if she does not feel that Democrats can have a sound vote, bipartisan vote, and maybe even move to the Senate with a chance to remove the president, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't pull this in the next several days if this first week does not go well.
Mm-hmm. There's an undercurrent of this, and it's everywhere, from The Hill to D.C. Whispers, that Pelosi, remember, Pelosi didn't want to do this, Lee.
No.
She didn't want to do this because she knows it hurts the Democrats in the polls. And Schiff has already made an absolute buffoon of himself. He has been caught lying in the pages of The Washington Post. Do you know what it takes for a Democrat to be busted for lying? By the Democrat
Post. It takes a lot. More than any Republican.
I know. I mean, you can do it under oath in broad daylight into the congressional record, and they won't bust you.
No.
You know what I mean? So he gets four Pinocchios. He's lied about his role in this. He's lied about coaching the whistleblower. He lied about what was in the transcript. And now he won't call any witnesses that might refute his own lies. He's in this up to his knees. For Nancy, she's got a scapegoat right now.
Yeah.
If she wants to end this, she can. They're right. I don't know if she will. I can't forecast that. I have no idea. But it's interesting this is coming from a Democrat now and a former congressman who has nothing to fear from her. Saying, listen, I mean, you know, Schiff is the best scapegoat. Well, we tried to do impeachment, but look at him, Schiff. He messed it up. I'm so sorry.
What impact will that have on the Democrat base if Nancy Pelosi pulls the rug out from underneath this investigation? I mean, is this going to disenfranchise all of the, you know, the Antifa and squad supporters?
I don't know. They're a pretty powerful force. And she's also got a way on the other side. I'm not forecasting anything. I don't know what she's going to do.
No, I know. I don't either.
But she allowed Jim Jordan to be switched onto the Intel Committee.
Yeah.
That's a very curious thing. That is the last person I would want to have to be temporarily put on the committee.
I wonder what she got for that. There had to be some deal. I wonder what she got for that.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm sorry because... know. There is no such thing as anything going on in Washington where there is not a quid pro quo.
Yeah, you're right. They do business.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sorry. Why in the world would the Speaker of the House let a firebrand like Jim Jordan come in and be on that committee? Why would she allow that? There's got to be a reason. There's got to be something that she got in exchange for that.
I don't know. But all of that is curious, and that's why people are speculating about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
By the way, small side note here. Do you remember February 2017? Trump holds a rally in front of thousands of supporters. During his speech, President referenced the increased violence in Sweden. Even talked about the no-go zones, which everybody in the media promptly denied existed. There's no problem other than that Trump was a racist. First suggesting that you couldn't just take unvetted and unvettable people from random Muslim nations, dump them into a country, and everything would be fine. Here's what Trump said. You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden, would you believe this? This is 2017. Sweden, they took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels. You look at what's happening all over the world. Take a look at Nice. Take a look at Paris, where they've had to put the military on the streets just to keep the peace in the streets of Paris. Well, remember, the media immediately pounded on President Trump. There are no problems. They ran on attacks all day, claiming Trump for days that there were no terrorist attacks in Sweden. There was no bombings. There was no. Wait. What? Trump is right. Again, look, just because the truth is not pretty doesn't make it not the truth, no matter how much you hope so. How bad are the attacks, the bombings in Sweden right now? On Monday, in news the media would rather you not know, Denmark closed its border with Sweden because the bombings by the unvetted immigrants, remember how they took them into Europe? They just opened the floodgates. Remember the marching columns of people that they didn't even bother to vet? Remember when Trump wanted to close our own borders to these people from countries where they couldn't vet them? And he was called a racist? There was no other possible explanation. It couldn't be the fear of violence, because violence would never happen, except it just did. On Monday, Denmark closed its border with Sweden as bombing spread. This violates, you're in the EU, you're not supposed to have a closed border. So they violated EU protocol to do this. Why? Why did they do this? The Czechs, with they're now patrolling their closed border, which start Tuesday, it was yesterday, will go at least 6 months. Will take place at the Öresund Bridge between Copenhagen and the Swedish city of Malmo. Why? Because of the 13 bombings. Done by who? Criminals who had crossed the border from Sweden. Authorities believe an August 6th explosion at the Danish tax agency was committed by criminals who had crossed the border from Sweden. Two Swedish citizens are in custody. Yep. 13 bombings in the last 6 months. They're just blowing up stuff. Because why not? Why not? It's jihad. That's what it is. They'd be doing it in their own country, except they let them go there. In other words, Trump wasn't racist. He was realistic. He was right. One wrong. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what the people say. Has there been any polling done on how Schiff's constituents are viewing him? Well, he represents Hollywood, so I'm sure he's doing quite well. Texter writes, just looking at Shifty and what comes out of his mouth, apparently mommy and daddy hired someone to take his entrance exam to Harvard and attend classes for him. Obviously, he doesn't know very much about the law. No, they just don't care about the law. Texter writes, how do we not know that the Republicans let this happen and maybe they're going to push back on live TV and shut this whole thing down? Your thoughts on this? I have no idea how it's going to go. I'm not going to pretend to tell you. Texter writes, what can we do to stop this madness? If you feel like blowing off some steam today, I would call Lindsey Graham's office and let him know that you were disgusted by this impeachment. Texter writes, hey, Tara, why are we paying for customs at airports and seaports when borders are wide open? Signed, Aug. I don't know. Great question. Here's another one. Why are the Democrats so relentlessly criminally pursuing this president while they protect illegal immigrant rapists, murderers, pedophiles, drug dealers, auto thefts, and drunk drivers? They have been tougher on this president who broke no known law that they can articulate than they have been on actual criminals in sanctuary cities who they believe will help them get the upper hand in Congress. It's madness. It's madness. I want to play this. It's the second half of the Alan Dershowitz epic rant. In the first half, he said, well, you know what? I'll just replay the whole thing. We'll go from the beginning. Because he's talking about making up crimes. And again, this is from a Hillary supporter, former Harvard Law School dean, a guy who knows the few things about the law. And how he can't find any of this in federal statutes.
They're very scary. They're very frightening to any civil libertarian, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you come from New York or the middle of the country. You should be frightened by efforts to try to create crimes out of nothing. The latest twist was people on television, particularly CNN and MSNBC, are saying that if the president or somebody else were to name the whistleblower in the Ukrainian situation, that person would be guilty of a crime. Well, I spent the afternoon yesterday searching the federal criminal statutes from beginning to end. I couldn't find the crime. It reminds me of what Lavrenti Beria, the head of the KGB, said to Stalin. He said, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime," which he really meant, "I'll make up the crime." And so the Democrats are now making up crimes.
Yeah, they're making up crimes. Dershowitz continues.
The Democrats are now making up crimes. First, they made up collusion. Oh, collusion, it's a crime. I searched the statute books. There's no crime of collusion except when businessmen get together to collude against the antitrust laws, but no crime of collusion with a foreign country. Then after that, they said, obstruction of Congress. No. Obstruction of justice is a crime. Obstruction of Congress is part of our system of checks and balances. If you get a subpoena from Congress, and you're the president or in the executive department, and you think you have an executive privilege, you have an obligation not
to. Yeah, so, and oh, I put the wrong one up. He goes on to say you have an obligation to investigate. Mm-hmm. And Democrats know this. They do. All right. Texter writes, "Love you, babe. I love you back." Do you mean to send that here? I guess the people send me the wrong text all the time. I think they mean to send somebody else that cracks me up. Can you believe that, Lee?
What's that?
Okay, here's what's going on in Denver right now. If you're homeless, they have stopped, because this is the new hip hot thing with the Democrats. If you're homeless, they no longer enforce the law anymore. You can poop on the streets. This is why they're having so many problems.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Right. But in Denver, if you're a business owner and the homeless poop in front of your business, now we got a problem. You got to clean it up.
Good grief.
Yeah. You got to clean it up. So, unfortunately, the business owners, there's one of them in particular who is pretty much being fined out of existence right now for not cleaning up the mess. And he says, well, I mean, why aren't you going after the homeless people who make the mess? Because it's, that's why it's right in front of my business. Because that. So, I mean, you're literally watching dual justice. This whole homeless thing is dual justice.
That's what I love about government. It's so hypocritical, because if that business tried to do something out on the sidewalk in front of their business, they'd say, oh, wait a minute, this is city property. You can't do that. But let somebody else do something to it. Oh, you're going to have to clean this up now.
Yeah. And it's honestly because they consider business owners to be second class citizens.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to clean up the homeless poop. You know better. So you go do it or we'll fine you.
No, here's what they're trying to do. Open your business to allow the homeless to come in and use the facilities anytime they want to.
That's what they're doing. That makes perfect sense. It's literally legally they're sanctioning anarchy.
Because you're a business owner. You didn't build that.
No, of course not. They did.
Yeah, exactly.
It might not have seemed like it at the time, but they totally did it. All right. Meanwhile, Senator Mazie Hirono was giving a speech, and she's trying to rally the troops yesterday, talking about how we need to register voters, we need to do all this. And among the list of things she said that they need to do is to believe in climate change like it's a religion.
Yeah.
We always knew it was.
Right.
It really requires a lot of belief. I mean, you got to be able to look at the fact that NOAA has found there's been no warming in the last couple of years and still believe the Earth is going to burn up in 10 years.
Talking about the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, not the guy that built the ark.
No, not him.
Okay.
Not him. You got to have a real belief system in this global warming, because, you got to believe that they've been wrong about this since the 70s. I mean, the world was supposed to be all burnt up by now.
And despite the fact that we're having record cold temperatures
right now,
January-like cold temperatures, there's snow on the ground in Kentucky and Tennessee now.
Yeah.
And despite all that,
you have to believe.
Yeah.
You got to believe. It's just climate change that's doing that.
Yeah.
It's not really anything else. Okay, here's Mazie Hieronimo.
To do those things such as voter registration, get people out to vote, so that we can have people here who truly are committed to human rights, environmental rights, climate change, believe in climate change as though it's a religion, it's not a science, and all of the things that remains to be done, and there is a lot.
Whoops. Pay no attention to what the woman behind the curtain just said.
And that's Senator Mazie Hieronimo. I mean, yeah. She's a sitting senator. She's not some loon.
Well, that's questionable, but...
Not just some loon. She's a sitting senator.
Sitting senator loon.
Wow. Talk about Freudian right there, right? Yeah. You can see she quickly corrects herself.
Yeah.
Well, it's right, it's science, but we got to believe in it like it's a religion. Wow. Meanwhile, Mattel has come out. Have you heard about this with the gender-neutral Barbie?
Oh, please.
Yeah, Barbie with no boobies. It's very neutral. It's all very neutral.
I thought that was the Ken doll.
Well, used to be the Ken doll.
Or G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe. That's the one I remember.
Yeah. Well, Mattel's in trouble over the gender-neutral Barbie.
Okay.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because it is not woke enough.
Okay.
The new toy line, according to transgender critics, all three of them, says it's too playful and not woke enough. We are going to be at a time, Lee, before we know it. I mean, Play-Doh will be the only acceptable toy on the market.
Because it comes in rainbow colors and you can mold it into anything you like.
Anything you like. And if you change your mind in the middle, you can just smash it with your fist and start all over again.
Exactly.
And it'll identify as a different shape. It's whatever you want.
Sounds like Antifa.
Yeah. Alex Myers, the trans writer at Slate, says that he does not approve of Mattel's gender neutral Barbie.
I got news for him. All those dolls are gender neutral. There's never any real parts associated with those things.
Yeah, you look below the waist. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Ain't nothing there.
It was
nothing at all.
You're right. It was.
Oh boy.
Okay. On a basic level, this person writes. The trans writer for Slate. The doll falls far short of actually embodying or even representing a non-binary identity. Oh.
It doesn't even represent a real identity.
That's true. Calling the new dolls gender neutral, the writer says, is not at all relevant to the LGBTQ community because gender neutral is the term Mattel uses, but not many people in that community actually describe themselves, that they should have called the doll gender fluid, gender queer, non-binary, or non-conforming, this person writes.
That would require a much larger package.
Oh, good God. Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Or a lot of fine print.
The doll's appearance is not woke enough. It's also white. That's a problem.
Just give me the Hot Wheels. I don't have to worry about gender.
For now.
Yeah.
You know, I went searching for a Hot Wheels car for my daughter's science project that I'm doing.
Yeah,
and it's problematic. They come in like blue and pink still.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Whatever.
I got her the pink one. Was that wrong?
No, that's fine. As long as that's how she identifies, everything's fine.
Should I apologize in advance before submitting it?
Oh, of course. I'm sure you should.
It's ridiculous.
I apologize for the gender-specific Hot Wheels.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to tell you, I can't wait to watch these hearings today because I just don't understand how you're going to bring in as your star witness a guy like Bill Taylor, who is a secondhand source, never talked to Trump about any of this, and has previously said in other transcripts behind closed doors that there was no quid pro quo because the Ukrainians did not know that the funding had been yanked. And who tells them his only source for thinking there was a quid pro quo was reading the New York Times. He hadn't heard it anywhere else. I mean, I don't know how you make that into an impeachment.
Well, unless Republicans are doing the questioning, you probably won't hear any of those comments made. What you will hear about is about his years of service, his dedication to the furtherance of American values and principles and fairness and honesty and, what a stand-up guy he is and that everything he says should be believed. That's the kind of things you're going to hear. Nothing about the actual facts of the matter.
I don't know what they're going to do. All right, folks weighing in on the text line. If climate is a religion, what about separation of church and state?
See, there you go. Which we know doesn't exist, but anyway.
Right, yeah. Another texter writes, you can't have colored or flesh-colored Play-Doh either. It won't be inclusive enough of all colors and gender. Well, see, you can mash it up, though, and make different colors. Another texter writes, Play-Doh may be shaped into a gun. Can't have that.
Well, there you go.
Oh, texter writes, Hot Wheels was way ahead of the times. When I was a kid, you could put up blue Hot Wheels under hot water and it would turn pink.
Yeah, they did. They did have some color change, you know, paint schemes on those things, on some of them. Yeah,
I did not know. I didn't play with Hot Wheels. See, I was forced to adopt my current gender. I was not bought Hot Wheels as a child. I was denied them because I'm a girl.
You missed out on a lot.
Somebody thought I was a girl.
Yeah,
which is why I still think I'm a girl.
Hopefully, you still feel that way.
Or maybe I actually am a girl. I think we need to go to a break now so I can contemplate this.
Okay.
It's all very deep. Do you see what GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel tweeted? During Bill Clinton's impeachment inquiry, his lawyers were given 30 hours over multiple days to defend themselves. How many hours have Donald Trump's lawyers been granted? Zero. Pelosi promised fairness, but there is none. Yeah. It's absolutely not any. This is a total farce. By the way, did you see this? Hillary Clinton claims she's facing enormous pressure to run again in 2020, because third time's the charm. Says never say never. Facing enormous pressure. Oh, yeah, everybody's calling her. They totally want her to do it. Enormous pressure from who to run? The FBI? I mean, I don't know. Does she have any other fans besides the folks at the top of the FBI? I don't know. Maybe in the Justice Department. I'm not really sure. Meanwhile, Charles Grassley, the only one actually standing up for the Republican in the Senate at the moment. Senator Charles Grassley just sounded the alarm. If the FISA report on FISA abuse does not come out next week, he says, he will be asking if somebody at the FBI or DOJ is tying IG Horowitz's hands. Of course they are. Where are the declassified documents? Remember, they were going to show everything? Trump ordered them declassified and then said Bill Barr could handle it. And then Bill Barr said, well, I got to get them approved by the FBI. You mean the criminals? That are the subject of the documents? Those people? Will we see any of this stuff before the election? I, honest to God, I'm beginning to wonder. I'm not so sure anymore. I'm not so sure we won't have to vote in 2020 without having a full idea of what these people did to subvert our republic. And that is a really, really scary prospect, I got to tell you. All right. By the way, did you hear this from Denzel Washington? I swear that guy's a closet conservative. You know the actor, Denzel Washington? He's on the red carpet, and somebody was asking him about an article that was about him, or something somebody had written about him that ended up being untrue, and he denied it, and anyway, it was false. Take a listen to what he said about fake news in our country today, because boy, isn't this true.
If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
So what do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information? One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS.
Ouch. Burn. Is that not true? So true. If you don't read the newspaper, you'll be uninformed. If you read it, you'll be misinformed. That is so true. By the way, I meant to get to this. Did you see what the NFL has done for Colin Kaepernick? So as not to look racist? They put together a private workout for Colin Kaepernick. He will go through a training session in Atlanta on Saturday for teams, and interviews will be conducted afterward just for him. Which is amazing because the guy sucks. I mean, he's not any good. Video of the session will be given to all 32 teams, which are all also invited to attend in person to watch the man who refused to stand for the anthem throw the football. Okay, what? Why are they doing this? So this idea came from Colin Kaepernick's people. Now, traditionally, these are held on Tuesdays. That's how this is done. Not Saturday. But it's Kaepernick, so he says Saturday. It's going to be Saturday. Why? So that when nobody shows up to the thing, or few people show up to the thing, he can use that to demonstrate that the NFL is racist. Because as we know, there's like almost no black players in the NFL. I mean, you could tell by looking at them that they're racist. Everybody knows. He can do all the workouts he wants. He can do all the interviews he wants. He can stay in shape if he wants. But he's not returning to the NFL. That's not happening. Too much of a distraction, plus he sucks. So, and this is Daily Cause. So why is the NFL even acknowledging this? Because they're afraid. No, they're totally afraid. They'll be afraid to be called racist. You wouldn't come see the guy work out. He's a half black dude raised by white people. He's one of the whitest black guys in the NFL. What the heck? But see, you know what this is? Got to give him a special workout, special tryout just for him. Because he's woke. Otherwise, you're a racist. All right. Tomorrow, same time, same place. Vince is up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.